going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah, look at that, a victory Wednesday. Does that deserve a guttural yell, Paulie?
Performance like that? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah!
Nikki P, pinpoint Nikki Pavetta yesterday. Feels so good. Feels so good to get a dub and come in here this morning. And I'll tell you who's probably the most relieved. It's Benjamin Higgins, is my guess, because nobody wants to go on vacation and a long losing streak continues. But good morning, everybody. You are listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. It is it's truly our pleasure to be here with you. And we are a man down today. It's Ben Higgins. He is on his golfing vacation. We do have his cardboard cutout in his chair. It's very creepy, but it does breed a little sense of comfort and familiarity. Hi, buddy. How are you? You're just sitting there. Not saying anything, which sometimes that happens in here.
Yeah, this is not that crazy.
I'll be talking to him, and he's not looking forward. He'll be looking down at his phone, making master's picks, texting someone furiously in the middle of a conversation. But it's good to be here. I'm Woodsy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning.
I said good morning. I hope you're well. I think he's on his way.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. We're great. We're just trying to do a radio show here. So if we could just get started, that would be great, buddy.
I don't like the cardboard cutout.
I kind of like it, and I kind of hate it. I'm going to see how long we can do it. But I keep glancing, over to it.
It's really weird. It's like perfectly his height.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's in here with us, but he's not.
It's the stare. It's just the creepy stare straight ahead. Oh man, I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel is the executive producer of the program and you know, slides up to essentially co-host. Everybody, we're playing out of position today.
Oh yeah.
I'm Jose Iglesias playing left. And Paulie, I'm going to need you to catch today. So Paulie's behind the dish. He's got the gear on, and we're ready to go.
It's like, let's see here. Gavin Sheets, have you caught before? Yeah. High school? Yeah, it's fine.
It is wonderful, though, to be in here. And I'm very happy for Ben, as I always am, because the guy works insane hours. He deals with a lot. He has his fingers in a lot of pies. Does that make sense?
Yes.
He has a lot of irons in the fire, as it were. He does a lot and puts up with a lot, mostly from me and Paulie, but other places too. And
I think he's still working out that new work schedule.
Yeah.
That's a big lifestyle change.
It's a massive one for him. And I think about him every single Friday because at 10:01, your boy here, I am dancing down to the parking lot. I'm done for the day. And I think about him having to leave here on a Friday and then go work till 11 that night. But he used to have Fridays off, but then he was working Saturday. He was working Sunday. He has a semi-normal life now to where he has his weekends off like a normal person.
It's definitely better. It's just a big adjustment.
It's a huge, huge adjustment for him. So I'm happy for him, man. This trip for him, he loves it because it doesn't cost him a lot of money. He gets to fly out to Vegas. His buddy
belongs. The fact that he's even flying instead of like, well, I could save
$40
if I just drive.
It tells you that he's really splurging on this. And his buddy is a great guy. We've met Scotty a bunch. We play golf with
Scotty.
He's a great dude. And Scotty takes good care of him, right? Scotty knows, too. This guy's got it. He's got it rough. I'm going to take care of my guy when he comes out here. Belongs to a really nice country club out in Henderson, Nevada. And they go out there. It's their member guest tournament. They get to play golf. They get to eat, treated like kings the whole time. So it's so great for him. You couldn't draw up a better a vacation for him. You really couldn't.
It's not a long flight.
Nope.
Nice, easy trip.
Yep.
Cheap.
His buddy.
Staying for free.
Staying at the house for free. Getting the most of your meals, you know, paid for. They'll probably hit the casinos a little bit. He likes to go play Texas Hold'em and stuff. So this is a true dream vacation for Ben.
Yeah, they'll hit those off-strip, locals only.
The Henderson. Yeah, down at the gas station. The Terribles gas station. Loves to play slots at Terribles. But no, man, I'm stoked for him, and we'll hold it down until he gets back. He'll be back Monday, so I'm stoked for him to be able to play golf and do all that, man. He deserves it, certainly. So we'll have fun. We got a really fun show planned for you today. We always get up to some shenanigans when Benny is gone, certainly. But man, I want to start, Paulie. I love this job so much. I love our audience so much. It's everything I ever dreamed of. When I started in this business, I've got it. Like I'm at the top of the mountain as far as everything that I ever wanted. I will say this. I would quit today if I could find a job that paid me what I make now to just coach Little League. Because I do feel like that's my favorite thing to do in the world right now. I'm having so much fun coaching. I can't even tell you. Now, I hope my youngest isn't listening. Rookie ball. The machine pitch, still not ideal, right? I want to get to the real baseball.
It's coming.
Paulie, when I take the field, like yesterday we had a game at 4 o'clock, and I'm so happy to go out there, and I think I really like just yelling at kids. I think that's the best part of it for me. Not yelling at them. But kind of yelling at them. But teaching them the game is my favorite thing in the whole wide world. And again, if somebody wanted to pay me to do this full time, I love you, I love Ben, I got to go. Because I'm going to be at the field working on situations with my kids. I have so much fun doing it. We had such a great game last night. Competitive game. The other team played defense. They hit. It makes all the difference. But before the game, so I got my kids out. I got 13 kids. They all showed up. So that's a lot of dudes. Get them out on the field, and we start running scenarios, which is my favorite thing to do. And I remember being a kid, it was my least favorite thing to do because...
Oh, I loved that in practice.
Well, I did once I knew what I was doing.
Okay.
When I first started, it was like, you need to be there. You got to cover. Where are you supposed to be on this? Coaches have this thing, too. They ask you, instead of telling you, where do you think you were supposed to be on that play? And all these kids, they're seven. They're like, they point, second base. No, not second. Why would you go to second base, right? Like, so that's the part for me is that's so good. But then you hit a grounder to the second. You do. All right, guys, runner on first, one out. Okay, know where you're going. You hit a grounder to the second baseman. You see the shortstop tearing ass over. Now, the throw goes sailing over his head. It's fine.
But at least he knew where
he knew where everyone's going to their right place. And then the game starts, and we made Paulie, the team we played had probably 12 kids, so they batted through, but they did take their kids off the base when they got out, which was good.
Good.
And it rewards your kids for making plays. They had 12 kids come up. We probably got 10 outs.
Wow.
It was in the first inning.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. Bo made a couple of great plays. My second baseman made plays. We got 4 outs at second. My heart was exploding. I was so happy. Then the second inning was maybe the worst defensive inning could ever have. It was horrible. We booted balls, threw balls away. But I'm telling you, man, it gives me so much joy to do it. And I sit and look at the schedule and long for the next game. I'm just having a blast with it.
Coaching is so much fun. I coached high school ball for like 6 years, freshman team. Got to run the team my way, and it was so much fun. I loved it, but, dude, when I broke it down, that was high school ball, so it was, you know, practices or games 5 days a week, sometimes on Saturdays.
That's a lot.
6 days a week. I was always there an hour before the first kid and an hour after the last kid.
Yep.
Raking the field, driving the cart around, you know, taking care of the place. And I started breaking it down. I got like a little bit of a stipend for being the, you know, lowest man on the totem pole, coaching the freshman team. And I did the math, broke it down. It was about $2 an hour.
Yeah, $2
like,
an hour.
Oh, man, I really have to view this as a volunteer job.
Yeah, that's $2.
With a nice little bonus.
That's $2 an hour more than I get, but I would pay. I mean, I love it.
My point is, I would do it. I would love to do that more if I could make it work.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're talking like 4 or 5 hours a day, 5, 6 days a week. That's a lot of time to just give up for free.
It is. And I, you know, I'm having so much fun doing it. Now, I will say having to go back to T-ball is a little bit tough. It is. And I was so, remember how passionate I was about coaching T-ball. And so I'm trying to give them the same.
So Bo's on machine pitch.
And Taylor's,
and Taylor's
T-ball.
On T-ball.
And they're both doing great. And they're both having so much fun, which is the most important thing. And they're both turning into, you know, really good leaders out there, picking up teammates, being supportive, all that. Like, that's the thing I care most about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just having a ball with it. Now, the T-ball, after coaching a rookies game, then you got to go coach T-ball. It did teach me something, though. I was like, oh, okay. Fun. Just have fun, guys. Roll, you know, roll around, dive around, be there with your friends or whatever. But I'm telling you, man, the I love every single part of it. And coaching my kids is just my greatest pleasure. So I just wanted to start there. If anybody wants to pay me, we can talk offline and I'll tell you what I make. And then if you can offer me the same, I'll just coach. I'll get up every day and just go coach because I love it. Don't like so much taking care of the fields and setting up the machine and all that. I just like, you know me, I like to show and I like to go. That's what I want to do. I want to get my hands in there and get these kids dialed in. Gotten some good responses from the parents. Got some good responses from the opposing parents the other day, which really meant a lot to me.
That's cool.
And it's just becoming quickly my favorite thing to do on the planet. And you know, I don't know how long I'm going to keep playing on Sundays, you know, but I enjoy that.
Those parents will get to you in a couple of years.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
It's coming.
I'm trying, you know, I try to set the tone early. I bench, like, I have kids on the bench. You know, we've talked about it before because I don't want 13 kids out there running and diving on each other and distracting each other. So it's just been, it's been amazing. Speaking of amazing, so this is what I was running up against, though, last night. So the game started at 4. Padres start at 3:40. But at 3 o'clock, I'm on the field setting up the machine, getting the bases put in, ready to go. I can't, I'm not looking at my phone. My phone's in my pocket. I'm dialed in on what I'm doing and staying present for my kids and everything else. So I thought to myself, well, it's me and Paulie tomorrow. I'm going to need to watch this game, right? I have to watch this game. But then the game ends. Hannah goes, I'm going to take the kids to In-N-Out. You go home and start prepping and do what you need to do. I said, thanks, babe. So I go home. And now I looked at my phone, and I had 100 text messages. Hell yeah. Oh, Diaz, exclamation point, exclamation point. Nikki P. I'm like, okay.
Time to figure out what I missed.
So I go. So I look up the box score. It's 2-0. I get home in time to watch Adam and Suarez close it out.
Yeah.
And then I think to myself, do I really need to go back and watch at this point?
And I almost texted you last night. We were texting at, I don't know, 8 o'clock, kind of both getting ready to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I almost asked, like, did you end up watching the game? Because I don't know that you really needed to.
That's the thing. It's like,
like, I don't know that watching the game, and, like, I'm not trying to reveal any of our secrets if we're ever busy and miss a game, but, like, reading the box score and the recap was pretty accurate. Like, there was, like, our Potter's wrap-up here in 20, 30 minutes.
It's our wrap-up today.
Our wrap-up. It's like three highlights. There wasn't a whole lot.
So it was actually maybe the perfect situation for a guy that had to host for his buddy and that had a Little League game last night. Because, again, I get in 2-0, and I'm 3 minutes from the field. I fill up with gas, and then I get home, and I put the game on, and like I said,
Like, I got the MLB package, right?
Yeah.
Like, they got the condensed games. They have the highlights.
So I walked in, Jason Adams, Mason McCoy makes a couple really brilliant plays. Robert Suarez pops up, and boom, boom, boom. We're out. We get a win. I'm elated. And so I go, I don't know that I can sit Paulie through this 2-0 game in the middle innings. Like, there's just no reason. There's no reason at all to do it. So I did catch the highlights.
I was like working. I was sitting there. I had my iPad going. I'm
because
working.
You had hoops.
I had hoops. So I left in like the eighth and listened to the rest of the game with Jesse and Tony on sitting in traffic. But I'm sitting there. I'm like kind of working because I didn't want to get a whole bunch of work done when I got home late.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm getting it all done. I'm like kind of tuned out of the game a little bit. I'm like, it was a fairly boring.
Yeah.
Which boring doesn't mean bad.
Boring doesn't mean bad.
Boring does not mean bad.
It actually means good.
Flaherty was efficient. Nicky P.
Flaherty
was
really good. Really good. Yeah. I watched his highlights this morning. I mean, the guy struck out 9. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, all 2 runs in the game, scored on 1 swing of the bat. Like, you're like, okay, some good defensive plays. Like, yeah, but it was quick, easy game.
That's like a
just
dream. It's a dream for me, dream for Padres fans, dream for the broadcasters last night. It really was a nice, nice
Nicky
win.
Nicky P, huh?
And we obviously will talk at length about Nick Pivetta in our Padres wrap-up, certainly. He's unbelievable. The start that he's gotten off to. And again, man, this team, they go out, they get 2 runs, and it turns out that's all they need because of this incredible bullpen, because of Nick Pivetta's incredible outing last night, and the defense of Mason McCoy, of all people, showing up and just flashing his leather. And it started, I think, was that the first inning he made that catch on the line? Probably made that play a little harder than he had to. But again, makes the catch, gets out. And they battled Jack Flaherty, who had his A stuff last night.
He's good, man.
He is really good. And he hung. It's like what happened.
He's like their 3. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's exactly what happened to Michael King the other night. I mean, absolutely dominant stuff. Hangs 1 pitch. The similarities are staggering.
Yeah.
Speaking of Michael King, we will be talking to the great Michael King at 8 a.m. this morning. Excited for that. So we got a fun show for you guys. Thanks so much for being here.
What's up? This is Michael King.
Hey, Michael. Be talking to you here in a couple of hours. Yes, Caitlin. We absolutely will talk about that crazy Dodger game last night. We got a crazy story.
So they're showing highlights on MLB Network right now.
I watched
11
that.
To 10. Cubs walk it off in extras. And I'm going, yeah, if we're doing Chicago or LA radio, that would have been a game you probably had to go back and watch.
Yeah, you couldn't have missed that
You're
one.
Like,
that,
what?
That would have been a nightmare. That would have been a nightmare to come in and try to BS your way through
2-0. Pitcher's duel, one swing.
3 great plays and call it a day.
Exactly.
But I'm excited, man. I'm excited to be here with you guys. So thanks for being with us, and we will be back shortly. But first, I want to tell you about Underdog. All right, so Underdog, daily fantasy. You guys know I've been telling you about it. Very simple to download the app and play. You know, right now the NBA playoffs are, I'd say they're heating up. They're very, very hot right now, and Underdog is the best place to make picks during the basketball playoffs with their extender promo. With the extender, you can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. Start a playoff series by using your Game 1 boost, then continue boosting each subsequent game, or 2, unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boost. Lots of fans already playing and having fun with Underdog. You can be next. Just download the app. Choose whether a player will go higher or lower on their stats, points, assists, rebounds, things like that. You guys know how the daily fantasy works. If you get all your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Turn a dollar into $1,000 with just your hoops knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. When you make your first deposit, again, use the promo code Woodsy for that special offer. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Look at this. All right, welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny is out today. He's on his golf vacation. We had a cardboard cutout of Benjamin sitting in the chair.
Had to get rid of that.
But we had to get rid of it. It's very distracting to say.
Kind of creepy.
Okay, so I leaned it the wrong way. Now he's just looking at me over here, so I'm just going to turn it around.
Yeah, turn that around. We don't need to see that.
All right, I got
to
keep my eye on the prize in here, man. We will have a short show today. Just so you guys know, because we have early Padres baseball. It's pretty much, if you're a tier one of this show, this is a dream day for you, right? You get a little bit of Ben and Woods. We're on until, I think, 9:03. Yep. Then you get Sammy Levitt, the great Sammy Levitt, on the Eco Water SoCal pregame show. And then it goes right into Padres Day baseball. Then those guys are going to get on a flight, hopefully a happy flight. And come on back to Petco Park to get ready for a series against the Rays which
yeah.
starts on Friday. And me and Paulie will be here until then. And we've got some very special guests coming in. Very excited about what we have planned this week.
You mean the rest of the week?
The rest of the week. Today,
Michael King's a very special guest.
Today's going to be great. And again, Michael the King coming on at 8 a.m. this morning. The dude has won hearts and minds of a lot of San Diego Padres fans. And I mean a lot. And I'll tell you, Nicky P did too. Nick Pivetta last night with a brilliant performance. Again, we will cover that in our Padres wrap up. But we do have for you, our beloved tier ones, we got Elton John tickets. We've been doing the cue to call all day. All you have to do is listen to the show. And when you hear the cue to call, it's an old radio trick. It gets you to listen longer. That's why we do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you really want this, you're like, I hate this.
We're not going to lie to you.
You're like, I hate these guys, but I have to get those Elton John tickets. And so all you're listening for today is one of, I'd say it's his best riff. It's the best riff that Elton John's ever produced. Fantastic.
That's just like, I want to go out.
The whole song is about going out and let's get in a fight.
Saturday night's all right.
That's so good. Let's go out. Let's get loaded. Let's have a great time and maybe we get in a fight. It's all right to fight on Saturday night. I love it so much. I love that riff. And so when you hear that throughout the program, all you have to do then is call 833-288-0973.
Well done.
And it will take the...
Third caller.
When happens.
Next time you hear that. Not right now.
Not now.
Don't call right now.
Do not call right now.
Could be in a commercial break. Could be in the middle of Michael King's interview. I don't know.
Please don't do it in the middle of Michael King's interview. Please don't.
He's just like, yeah, you know, the stuff's been feeling good.
Right in the middle of his conversation. Right when I ask him, hey, so, have they approached you yet for an extension?
He's like, what is happening?
It would be very us to do that, but we're not going to do that. We're going to be as pro as we can be.
That's your one hint. It won't be.
Okay. It will not be during Michael King.
In the Michael King interview.
Guys, at 8:35, we've got another very special performance for you. When Ben goes out of town, he knows this is coming.
So this has become a tradition.
This is a tradition.
And I was actually looking because I save the finished product every time. And today's bit was labeled for 4/23 because today is April 23rd. The last one that we did was on April 24th of last year.
This is the member
guest.
Ben
goes every year on this trip, and you and I go into the laboratory and cook up a little prank.
Yeah, we got into the lab. Should we play? We'll play you guys too. We'll play you all the ones we have too because I like to do that because they all make me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we collect from Ben some of his brilliant clips, and we take them out of context, and then we use them on a soundboard and do prank calls with them. And they make me so happy. And I give all of them about a B, but in my mind, they're all an A because every time we do it, it just cracks me up so much.
I will say, we have 4 prank calls over the last year. This one's my favorite, the most recent one.
This one got us so good yesterday was when we were in the lab.
If you remember, OGs, the real true tier ones, the strip club one was pretty good.
The strip club, he started talking basketball, it was
pretty good. I think I like our new one
I like this
a
one
little
too.
Bit more.
So we'll get this thing started next with our Padres wrap-up, and look forward to that. Nice, nice dub for the boys yesterday, and we'll get after it, man. Let's go. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Well, I promise you when Ben gets back, he will have gone to some sort of casino out in Henderson.
That's like 277 Mile Casino.
It's so far. But he will come back and he'll tell you, you know what? I had a great time. But it's not the same as 7 Mile Casino. Hang on.
Take your time. No worries.
I will. And what he's going to tell you is, hey, I liked it. Had a great time. But it's not 7 Mile Casino. If you haven't been out to check out 7 Mile Casino right here, right, just 7 minutes from Petco Park, you really should. Again, got the homestand this weekend. We got an off day. That's always a great time to go to 7 Mile Casino. Have a lunch. You can go to lunch with your colleagues. Have delicious, delicious food. Sit down, play some California-style blackjack, and get after it, man. Some Texas Hold'em, some Pai Gow, some Baccarat. It's got everything you're looking for. Obviously, we love the proximity, but the place itself is really, really special. You walk in and you go, man, those guys were absolutely right. They did not steer me wrong. This is a really cool place. So check it out for yourself, my friends. You will not be disappointed. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I forgot to tell you guys, we're still going to be doing all of our normal features. We got Don't Do This and, of course, Do This coming up. And you'll be very excited to hear today's Do This if you're a Padres fan. And, of course, we've got Take on Woods coming up at 8:20. Paulie's going to have to host that by himself. I'll just be out in the hallway. And, again, as I mentioned, Michael King at 8. And we'll have fun. Sammy will be in here later to do his pregame show. But let's get right into the Padres wrap-up. As Paulie mentioned, I mean, not a lot of highlights. I mean, the ones that you'll hear are the only ones that counted last night with the Padres winning 2-0 over the Detroit Tigers.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow. And I want to go deep.
2-2 pitch, hit in the air to deep left field. Green is going back, on the move, at the wall, leaps up, it's going to go! A two-run homer for Elias Diaz, his first of the year. And the Padres take a 2-0 lead here in the second. Trying to finish 7 shutout innings again. 2-2 to Dingler, the pitch from Pivetta grounded to third base, fielded by the bag by Iglesias, the throw to first in time. And for the third time this season, Pivetta throws 7 shutout innings. 1-2 to Carpenter, Adam is set and ready, couple of nods, now the pitch, and that's hit in the air, high but not deep, up the right field line, Sheets and McCoy over against the rolled up tarp, and McCoy makes the catch while flipping up on the rolled up tarp. 0-1, Torres lines it up the middle sharply. McCoy diving stop behind second, gets up and throws to first in time. What a couple of plays by Mason McCoy to help Adam through a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. The 0-2 pitch swung on, sent in the air to left field straight away. Ornelas, almost in his tracks, has got it, and the ball game is over. Robert Suarez, 10 for 10, saving games to begin the year. And for the seventh time this season, the Padres a shutout win.
Well pitch game. You know, fortunately, we had Nick Pivetta and Adam and Suarez and Diaz. But yeah, Nicky set the complete tone. Pretty much in control. Misses were close. Throwing them where he wanted to. Breaking ball very good. A lot of depth to it. He was outstanding.
He was absolutely outstanding, and he has been since he arrived here, man. You know, I did see Sammy Leavitt throw out the tweet last night, essentially. Now, again, we do this on sports radio a lot. If you take out the 7-run inning, we win that game 5-4, right? That's something that we love to do.
But you can't do that.
You can't, but I do think it's important to note that with Nick Pivetta, 0.33, 27 innings pitched, 1 run, 10 hits, 26 Ks, 4 walks. And Sammy says, simply outstanding. I mean, the last minute addition of Nick Pivetta to this staff saved this team. I mean, absolutely saved this team. And this team has gotten it done with their pitching all year. And, you know, I was looking, and I saw somebody tweet after the win, man, I wish we could get back to some prolific offense. And I think, you know, yeah, while I agree with you, you didn't get much from the top of your order last night at all. I think Tatis had a hit. Manny took an 0 for. Xander had an infield knock.
Those are going to happen.
It's going to happen, man. You know, Jack.
The hitting's contagious.
Jack Flaherty had a really good night. I mean, he had a really, really good
night. He's a good pitcher.
He's a really good pitcher. Flaherty went 5 hits, no walks, 9 Ks against a team that's not super easy to strike out. Now, Mason McCoy did account for 3 of those, but, you know, it's like I tell my little leaguers, if you're not contributing with the bat, guess what you can do? You can contribute in baseball with your legs. You can contribute with your glove. And Mason McCoy saved that game last night on a couple of different occasions. Got huge, huge outs for this team. And, you know, didn't do anything at the plate, but you didn't bring him up to drive in runs. Be nice. You know, it's kind of gravy, but this team's been getting it done with its pitching all season long. And Nick Pivetta has been a brilliant, brilliant addition. 7 scoreless. In 3 different starts this year.
Shoves.
He just shoves. 2 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks last night. And I think a lot of credit goes to, and we'll ask Michael King about this too. I think a lot of credit goes to Elias Diaz as well. Everybody was all over the catchers that the Padres have in Maldonado and Diaz. And those guys have been fine. I mean, have we seen a little bit of sloppy play at times? Some balls kind of squirting away? Sure, man. Nobody's going to be perfect in the course of 162. Diaz has now called 5 of the 7 shutouts. I'd say that's something you can hang your hat on.
That's significant.
It's very significant. And you saw the gesture last week when Michael King threw his complete game.
Yeah.
He's like, no, no, no. Him too. Bring him out for the post game with me. I thought that was really cool. And it shows you how kind of tight this team is and how much they believe in each other and trust each other. And I was worried about Michael King because he had developed a really good level of comfort with Kyle Higashioka. And I think his first start with Diaz, it was a little bit uneven. And you can see that those guys got in a room and worked. They worked, and they got on the same page. And it's been...
Yeah, it was opening day.
Yeah, and it's been paying dividends. And you saw frustration from King. Like, again, that level of comfort he had with Higgy led to a lot of his success. And I was worried about that, you know, moving forward. He's made the adjustment. Diaz has made the adjustment to his pitchers. And, of course, Diaz comes through with, you know, the biggest hit of the night, giving the Padres the only runs that they would need. Because, again, you go to who is unquestionably the best eighth inning man in baseball right now in Jason Adam. Maybe the best changeup in the game of baseball. He has it. He's going to come in and lock it down in the eighth. And then you turn it over to Robert Suarez, who is the best closer in baseball. He's tied for first in Major League Baseball in F-WAR among all relief pitchers in baseball.
It's been so fun over the years to watch elite late-inning bullpens.
Yes.
Like
we're so spoiled.
That is not a sexy part of the game.
But you know what else it's not? It is not the norm. It's just not the norm in baseball.
We have been spoiled. We have had all-star closer after all-star closer. You go back from Trevor to Heater to Houston Street to all of the, you know, Kirby Yates, all the guys that we've had over the years. We've had Suarez now for a couple of years. We had last year with the ass, Adam Scott Suarez.
Yep.
And you're thinking, all right, well, we lost Scott. What's it going to look like this year? And there's really no drop off.
No, it's even better.
If anything, it's improved.
It's better. Robert Suarez has quietly, he is the best closer in baseball right now.
Like, I have never watched a baseball team across the course of a season and been excited for the relief pitchers.
No doubt. No doubt.
And this is appointment viewing right now.
Yeah, they're really
nasty.
They're nasty. They're building off of each other's successes. It's really fun to see. And you know, for the skipper, what a relief that is. You know, man, Nicky P just went out and gave us 7 shutout innings. All I got to do now is turn it over to Adam and turn it over to Suarez, and it is more than likely going to be a double. I will say, when Suarez came in and hit the bull with the first pitch of the ninth, I was like, oh, going to be one of those. He had that. I was at that game. He gave up that grand slam. It was against Detroit. I go, please don't let this be a team that is just, you know, they own you for whatever reason. Not at all. Locked it back in, got the job done, and I know Mike Schilt every night lays in bed and goes, I'm so grateful for this bullpen. The way that they've played has been...
It's been so much fun,
man. It's been a blast. You know, and the funny thing is, so talking about the offense again, yeah, man, they're going to have to get creative. They're going to need to run into some. They're going to need some things to go their way. Because you're missing 4/9 of your lineup right now. AJ Casavell wrote a nice piece about that. But when your starting pitcher looks and takes it upon himself to go out and deliver an outing like he did last night, it's just incredible. They're the first team in Major League Baseball history with 7 shutouts in March and April. And there are still 6 more games left in April. That is an astounding, astounding number for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah,
and it's the only reason that we are tied with the best record in baseball right now. It's been because of the pitching. And I'll tell you, man, I went and looked this morning. And I said, because I came in, I was a little down yesterday, I'll admit it. And it wasn't for show. I was just down. I did not like that game. And I just thought, oh, boy, please don't let this thing fall off a cliff right now. And I thought to myself, Woodsy, you gotta believe a little bit more. Because they've got 7 losses this season, Paulie. The 2 biggest losses were by 6 runs. A's got them 10-4, and I think Cubs might have got them 10-4. Same thing, I mean, 6 run.
Yeah.
The other 5 that they lost were by 1 or 2 runs.
And you felt like they were in it every...
These dudes are in almost every single game.
Yeah.
Almost every single game. There's not that big blowout. It has just been so fun to watch. They're not quitting. There's my favorite saying, I think, in sports, is it's hard to beat someone that just doesn't quit. And that's this team. They're not going to win every game. There are going to be some down times this year. But the way that they played so far, man, through the first 24 games has been enlightening. It's been fun. I know Padres fans are enjoying it, too. Hey, man, nobody would want a 9-1 easy street win more than me. I love those games. And people don't like those. I love them. I love putting up a 6 spot.
What's not
to love?
It
takes everything away, and you know, you hope you don't choke it away. Those crazy ass games like that was played in Chicago last night, those are the ones that take years off your life.
Chicago's had a few of those.
They've been
a part of a lot of those games.
They've had like a couple of different 10-run innings, and it's just been insane. It's been insane.
That sounds like a heart attack incoming, watching that regularly over the course of 6 months.
No doubt, man. No doubt. And Mark says, are we still complaining about being 10 games over 500? No, 0 complaints, man. I mean,
who's complaining?
These wins early are so, so important. And, you know, you're seeing it happens to some other good teams in baseball right now where, like, the Phillies, I think, have dropped a few in a row. Their fan base is panicking right now. And yes, while the old adage is there's still plenty of baseball left to be played, the fact that you have stacked so many wins is such a delight. It's such a delight. You don't want it's a cushion, but you don't want to take, you know, games off. And they don't. They don't. They're in every single game. They really are playing well together. Now, today's going to be a challenge, obviously. Kyle Hart needs to figure out something. You know, I really think that he needs to be the guy today that says, I got to get this team. This needs to be a 500 road trip, man. Find a way. Even if it's for even if it's for four innings, man, keep us in the game. Yeah. The bullpen should be ready to go. Mike Schilt's got everybody at his disposal, I would imagine, today. So got to find a way to keep us in the game in the offense. This is one of those times where the offense needs to step up.
It's weird. It's not a must win. Of course,
no,
it's not
a must
win.
No, but you want that 500.
It's
you want
kind
that
of like
500.
It's kind of a must win for Kyle Hart.
Yeah.
Not so much for the team, but like if I'm him, whether I'm speaking from his point of view or the fan's point of view, it's like, man, you want to go out there, you want to bounce back, you want to tell this fan base, this your teammates, hey, I know I'm the five guy on yep. the rotation. I got you. We're going to stay in this game. Let's go out and get a dub.
And it's funny because I'm looking through the best teams in baseball right now. Okay, so the best teams in baseball, the AL East, New York Yankees are leading the division 14-10. You know what they are on the road? They're 6-6. The Boston Red Sox, 14-11. They're 6-7 on the road. The Cleveland Guardians leading the Central. They are 7-8 on the road. The Detroit Tigers are 5-7 on the road. Texas Rangers, 4-6. The Mets, 6-6. 500 on the road is absolutely okay. It's absolutely what you want. The only team with a winning record on the road this season is the Chicago Cubs. They're 8-5. And they're 7-5 at home. And of course, the San Diego Padres, 5-6 away from Petco Park, 12-1 at home. They have the best record in baseball at home. And again, we talk all the time. Going 500 on road trips,
that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. And it's, again, what the best teams in baseball are doing right now. Again, other than the Chicago Cubs, who are 8-5. So it is, it's been a delight. It's been a delight to watch. And I do think, man, getting on that plane, having a day off tomorrow, Schilty knows he can unload it today. If Kyle Hart doesn't have it in the first, fine. Figure it out.
Bullpen day.
Bullpen day. Like the Los Angeles Dodgers today will be going to a bullpen day. After all that yep. depth, all that those guys that they signed, they're doing a bullpen day today after an extra inning loss last night. It happens to every single team. But
well, and like Benny mentioned it yesterday on the show, talking about Monday's kind of crap loss, you saved your high leverage arms. Nicky P gives you seven.
It's the dream.
Those guys are good to go.
It's like, the dream.
Promise you, if it's a one-run ball game, Suarez is ready to go
there
today.
There is no question.
So with everyone's good to go. Off day tomorrow. Yep, you said it. And then Michael King at home on Friday night. So you're not, I mean, you hope you're not going to need a whole lot of relief help on Friday either.
I mean, you're set today, really. You really are. Adam threw 13 pitches, Suarez threw 12. Yuki's rested. Alec Jacobs rested. Wandy Peralta's rested. Morahone's rested. Jeremiah Estrada's very rested. So
yeah, you've
got
go.
You've got the big guns today. Kyle Hart just needs to keep us in a ball game, and the offense needs to do its job today as well and try to scratch some runs across early. I know it feels like a challenge. When that lineup comes out every day, I see the moaning and groaning. I'm part of it. I'm guilty as charged. I'm right there with you guys. I see it and I go, I shudder. I'm like, oh, God, how are we going to do this today? And the offense just needs to have one of those days where they step up and you know, get some breaks that go their way. But Kyle Hart's got to do his job today and keep us in the game. So, man, great wrap-up today. Very excited about the win last night. Very, very excited about it. We're going to pay off the Incorporator as well, Jesse Agler, an absolute wordsmith. And I want to talk more about the Dodgers-Cubs game last night because it was a good one. It was a really, really good one, especially if you're a Padres fan. And it did warm my heart to see people from one of my favorite cities, Chicago, flabbergasted when they watched that. What's that group, that scammers group that they have there? They travel, Pantone. Yeah. They steal money from their own fan base. Marching through the streets of Wrigleyville yesterday. And I saw all of my compatriots in Chicago just couldn't believe what they were seeing. And it warmed my heart to see all of them running their mouths on Twitter. Again, it was really, really fun. And what a game last night. I think the Dodgers have some issues. As I mentioned, they are going to be doing a bullpen game today, which is not – that was not in the cards for them in April, to have to go to a bullpen
yeah.
game. They had 10 starters. I don't know what's happened. We can go through that. But it was incredible. Down to their last batter. And Miguel Amaya hit the go-ahead or the tying home run, and then they walked it off in extra. It was fantastic off of Tanner Scott, old friend alert. So
hey, thank you for that, Tanner.
We will be back again. Michael King coming up. We got Ben's prank call coming up. Man, just a great, great day. today, and we'll get after it coming up next. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.